o'clock tomorrow, and we're broadcasting almost live from Memphis, Tennessee, the home of Elvis in the Graceland, and here we are in Memphis, Tennessee. So the thing that we are going to be talking about tonight is something very special, and that's the event that's going to be taking place, inshallah, tomorrow here in Memphis. This will be the first time, and we're all excited about it because this is hopefully a chance for some real beautiful sharing of Dawah and the Pulse of Islam with the folks here in this area, and then hopefully this will be something we'll lead into opportunities in other major cities. The mayor of Memphis, inshallah, is going to be declaring the decree of the month of March in Memphis, Tennessee, to be the month of Muslims. They're presenting it more or less as a cultural opportunity for Muslims to share with the people here, but of course at the same time we're going to be talking about Islam, and that's going to be my job tomorrow. We're going to try to broadcast this thing live for all of you, and that's where you come in, and we're asking everybody, go out and talk to your friends and relatives, and email out to folks, and have them come to this website early so that they can get signed in. As you know, it takes a few minutes for the software to download. It takes a few minutes for them to get their password and Sister Layla to take care of whatever she has to do in that. So start asking tonight, really, to get folks to come, because I'd like the folks all over the world to know about this, not just here in Tennessee, but I'd like an opportunity for the Muslims everywhere to know about this event, promote this event, and it gives us a chance to do something. Perhaps this is not the biggest or the best thing to do, but it's something to do that puts us to work. I want all of us to start learning how to work instead of sitting around and just griping and complaining all the time. Perhaps if some of you out there had a chance just to spend one day with Sister Layla and see what she goes through, you'd be amazed, or with Muhammad Said Adli, or with any of these people that you're aware of them, but you don't realize the kind of work that they're doing day and night. So this is a chance for all of us to get our feet wet a little bit here and do a little something. So, you know, this is a good time to... I think Sister Layla is going to be putting out a bulletin or something about the subject, and then what you could do in the beginning at least is forward it, or you could write a little something yourself and put it out there, but get the experience of doing something. And we used to say, do something even if it's wrong, you know, or as we used to say when we go fishing, either fish or cut bait, but don't just sit around, do something. And I'm reminded of a story, and I'd like to share it with you. Everybody knows who Babe Ruth is. Everybody know Babe Ruth? Not the candy bar, by the way. We're talking about the very famous person, baseball player, that he was the home run king. Everybody knew him as the king of the home runs because he hit so many home runs. But we always liked to, in the selling business, we used to ask the question, do you know who was the strikeout king? You know the home run king, but who's the strikeout king? And if any of you there know, well, go ahead and type it in right now. Tell us who was the strikeout king. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to think about it, and then I'm going to put it up on the board so you, on the, you know. Khalid from Florida. Assalamu alaikum, Khalid. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Verb. What's verb? Huh? Oh, somebody's verbing, huh? Is that like verb the baby? Yeah. Babe Ruth. No, the answer is Babe Ruth. You're right. Okay, listen to this. Babe Ruth was the strikeout king. Yet he was the home run king. How could he be both? When people used to ask that question, guess what the answer used to be? They used to tell them that you don't get these home runs without having a few strikeouts. And the more home runs you got, may Allah give who a longer life? Babe Ruth's already dead. Oh, amen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Who Allah is Jalla the Muslimin. I'm just mentioning something here and reminding myself that it's important that, you know, like I remember one of our sisters used to say that, you know, if you're going to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. So you can't keep the eggs laying around and get to use them too. So it means we've got to go to work. And this is the point behind all of that I'm saying tonight is just one thing. Let's go to work. Let's do something. Let's be real Muslims and stop griping and crying and complaining about our problems and our condition and all the rest of it. Because in fact, everything that's happened to us is all coming from Allah, and there isn't anything happening to us that Allah didn't plan on. Isn't that true? So this is a good chance. Let's do something. Let's be somebody. Let's see what we can do in the next 15 or 20 hours to try to really get out there and fill up this place and let people know about what we're doing and what this website's about, what Sister Layla's got going here. Let's do something. Let's be somebody. And I think that most of the brothers and sisters that I've met and invited to come to this program agree with me because they've expressed the same thing, and I'm just trying to show you some ways that we can cooperate together to call people to good. I'm going to share something with you before I go, and it's something that impressed me a lot. First person I ever heard recite this was Yusuf Islam.
We lost the sound.
All right, this happens every time I talk about music, Allah cuts me off. Okay, I'm back. Alhamdulillah. No more talking about music. I'm just saying that I heard Yusuf Islam recite this the first time and I liked it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Now, of course, Yusuf Islam sounds a whole lot better than I do when he recites that. But the meaning is what's so beautiful, that Allah swears by the passing of time that all human beings are in a state of loss, bankruptcy on the day of judgment. Except for those that do come to the right belief and the faith in Allah and the Tawheed, and they do the deeds of righteousness, which is to follow the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they call each other, exhort each other to the haqq of La ilaha illallah, and they call each other and exhort each other to be steadfast and patient. So may Allah make us of those people who come to the right belief, do these good deeds, and then let's all exhort each other in all the right and righteous and being steadfast in what we do. Amen. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow, and I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. And in closing, I'll remind you to visit our website at www.islamtomorrow.com. Our website's open 24 hours a day, and there's always plenty of free parking. So until next time, remember Allah is al-Haq. He's the absolute truth. So we leave you in truth and hope to see you again in truth. Don't forget Fajr in the morning. Our Fajr here, and the sister, she's going to give you the time on it, and inshallah, be there with us when we do our Fajr program in the morning here. Sister Layla, you want to put that up for them? And I didn't use the board stuff like I was supposed to, but all of you check your email and get your times. We'll see you for Fajr in the morning, inshallah. And then following that, We're going to have our program tomorrow afternoon, something going on tomorrow night, the fire chief the following morning. We got them stacked up back-to-back all the way for the weekend. And then I'm going home on Monday, and I don't want anybody to call me, because I got to go back to work on Tuesday. So I'm out of home, but I'm going to be ready to catch it.